American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Explosive. Explosive. Dynamite. Dynamite. Composition. Composition. Impact. Impact. Detonate. Detonate. Fuse. Fuse. Blow up. Blow up. Shatter. Shatter. Diagram. Diagram. Contact. Contact.
Now listen to the sentences.
Number one. An explosive is a substance that produces a great amount of energy in the form of heat and expanding gas. Number two, dynamite, a high explosive, is a composition of nitroglycerin and other substances. Number three, blasting caps, which are sensitive to impact or force, are used to detonate or explode dynamite. Number four, a fuse, or cord of combustible material, can be used to set off an explosive charge. Number five. If high explosives were used in a gun, it would blow up. Number six. High explosives are used in construction to shatter large buildings. Number seven. An electrical diagram, or drawing, shows the joining or contact of the wires in the circuit.
Listen to the sentences again, and this time repeat.
Number one. An explosive is a substance that produces a great amount of energy. In the form of heat and expanding gas. Number two. Dynamite, a high explosive, is a composition of nitroglycerin and other substances. Number three, blasting caps, which are sensitive to impact or force, are used to detonate or explode dynamite. Number four, a fuse or cord of combustible material can be used to set off an explosive charge. Number five, if high explosives were used in a gun, it would blow up. Number six, high explosives are used in construction to shatter large buildings. Number seven, an electrical diagram or drawing shows the joining or contact of the wires in a circuit.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the sentences. Select the word that could be substituted for a word or phrase in the sentence. Circle A, B, or C. Listen and write.
Number 1. It's a combination of nitrogen and oxygen. Number 2. The window broke into little pieces. Number 3. They exploded the dynamite. Number 4. Materials that are subject to explosion are dangerous. Number 5. He lit the cord to set off the dynamite. Number 6. A high explosive has peacetime uses too. Number 7. The point where the two wires touched was broken. Number 8. The bridge was destroyed with dynamite. Number 9. The force of contact caused the explosion. Number 10. The drawing showed the details of the plan.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1. It's a combination of nitrogen and oxygen is C, composition. Repeat. Its composition is of nitrogen and oxygen. Number 2. The window broke into little pieces is A, shattered. Repeat. The window shattered. Number 3. They exploded the dynamite is B, detonated. Repeat. They detonated the dynamite. Number 4. Materials that are subject to explosion are dangerous is A, explosives. Repeat. Explosives are dangerous. Number 5. He lit the cord to set off the dynamite is C, fuse. Repeat. He lit the fuse to set off the dynamite. Number 6. A high explosive has peacetime uses too is A, dynamite. Repeat. Dynamite has peacetime uses too. Number 7. The point where the two wires touched was broken is B, contact. Repeat. The contact was broken. Number 8. The bridge was destroyed with dynamite is C, blown up. Repeat. The bridge was blown up with dynamite. Number 9. The force of contact caused the explosion is B, impact. Repeat. The impact caused the explosion. Number 10. The drawing showed the details of the plan is A, diagram. Repeat. The diagram showed the details of the plan.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to the sentences.
Number 1. Whether or not he passes is critical. Number 2. What the major said didn't surprise them. Number 3. How you study is important. Number 4. Do you know why he left? Number 5. Can you tell me what her name is? Number 6. Do you know where she works? Number 7. Can you tell me whether or not you're going? Number 8. I wonder if she plans to return soon.
Listen again, and this time repeat the sentences.
Number 1. Whether or not he passes is critical. Number 2. What the major said didn't surprise them. Number 3. How you study is important. Number 4. Do you know why he left? Number 5. Can you tell me what her name is? Number 6. Do you know where she works? Number 7. Can you tell me whether or not you're going? Number 8. I wonder if she plans to return soon.
Now look at figure 4. Listen to a question and complete the sentence. Look at the example. Notice the bold-faced words. Listen. Why did she call? Repeat. She never said why she called. Now listen to a question. Complete the sentence. Make the changes like the example. Then repeat the new sentence. Listen and write.
Number 1. What did he say? Repeat. I didn't ask Frank what he said. Number 2. When will they arrive? Repeat. I don't know when they'll arrive. Number 3. What is his rank? Repeat. She didn't tell me what his rank is. Number 4. Where is the dictionary? Repeat. I don't know where the dictionary is.
Now look at the second example. Listen to the question. Complete the sentence using if in your answer. Listen. Is Jane going to town? Repeat. I don't know if Jane is going to town. Listen to the question. Complete the sentence like the example. Then repeat. Listen and write.
Number 1. Does he need any help? Repeat. I don't know if he needs any help. Number 2. Is that her coat? Repeat. I don't know if that's her coat. Number 3. Is he studying right now? repeat, "I don't know if he's studying right now."
Now look at example number 3. This time, complete the sentences using whether or not. Listen. Is Jane going to town? Repeat. I don't know whether or not Jane is going to town. Now listen, write, and then repeat.
Number 1. Does he work here? Repeat. I don't know whether or not he works here. Number 2. Is she going with us? Repeat. Whether or not she goes with us doesn't matter now. Number 3. Does he pay attention? Repeat. I wonder whether or not he pays attention.
Look at figure 5. Repeat the sentences. Notice the bold-faced words.
Number 1. Whoever has a ticket can go to the game. Anyone who has a ticket can go to the game. Number 2. He does whatever he wants to. He does anything he wants to. Number 3. You can give your ticket to whomever you wish. You can give your ticket to anybody you wish. Number 4. After class is over, you can go wherever you want to go. After class is over, you can go anywhere you want to go. Number 5. You can take whichever road you prefer. You can take any road you prefer.
Now look at the example in figure 6. Listen to a sentence. Then replace the any word with an ever word and complete the sentence. Listen. The instructor can call on anyone she wants. Repeat the new sentence. The instructor can call on whomever she wants. Now listen, write in the change, and then repeat the new sentence.
Number 1. You can leave any time you are finished. Repeat. You can leave whenever you are finished. Number 2. Anyone who's in the office can take the message. Repeat. Whoever is in the office can take the message. Number 3. Jack will go anywhere you suggest. Repeat. Jack will go wherever you suggest. Number 4. Anything you want to do is okay with me. Repeat. Whatever you want to do is okay with me. Number 5. You can ask anyone you want. Repeat. You can ask whomever you want. Number 6. Any road you take is dangerous. Repeat, whichever road you take is dangerous. Number 7. Any place you decide to go, you'll have fun. Repeat, wherever you decide to go, you'll have fun. Number 8. I can do anything I want to do. Repeat, I can do whatever I want to do.
This is the end of tape 3B, book 27.